Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Infinite complacence. People went to and fro of the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
Did look at the descriptions of the episodes because you've been on, and of course, let me do a quick little intro here before we dive into it so I don't repeat myself, but this is James Salcedo of Salcedo Paranormal. He has several nonfiction paranormal books out, plus a fiction book titled The Red Lake Entity, and you have been on three different ITF episodes, and if I'm not mistaken, you've also called in probably to the hotline a couple times at some point, I believe. But anyway, yeah you have three main episodes on the show, and I know that you've talked about like a phantom girl, like a floating girl or a head or something, phantom cats, the interactive phantom cat, and a lot about your haunted apartment, of course. So you've had quite a lot of experiences. And first of all, before we dive in there, congratulations on your podcast. How is that going?
It's as always, it's a learning experience, but I'm loving it. I'm doing streams on my Discord server now, audio streams. And then just taking those recordings, and those are the new episodes now. I like it a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, so that is something new to me. Discord is quite new to me. I didn't activate Discord for Into the Fray until I did Patreon for Into the Fray, and that's where, you know, all the patrons get together and we chat over there. I haven't done the live stream yet, so I need to check that out. So when you do that, it just automatically records that for you?
Well, it doesn't automatically, but there are a friend of mine that has his own show and has done a lot of research. He referred me to a bot made just for Discord that will record. It's really easy to use. It's all text commands. It's nice and easy. And I've done that for the last couple of episodes of my stream now, my podcast now, and I like it a lot. It's really easy to use. I'm still working with it, still learning how to use it, and I have to do a couple more tests because I want to do some interviews on there, but I'm liking it so far. Yeah.
Yeah, Discord is quite handy. It took me a while to just realize it's a very simple premise. You know, it's much like the old AOL chat days. It's real time, just online chat, and then there's actually voice. And from what I'm learning, they're actually going to have, you know, you can do video, I believe, at some point. So that's pretty cool. But that's a fun place for everybody to kind of get together and share articles and chat. And yeah, I'm enjoying it. So, okay, Salcedo Paranormal Podcast. Where can people find that?
That would be at salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And that's Salcido. And there you'll find all the links to my other social media and also, I believe, the Discord link. And then also a couple different ways to donate to the show if you want to help out with that as well. So
yes, donations always, always, always help. And I've got the screen up here. So it was ITF 124, 238, and 243. They are titled The Darkness Rises 1, 2, and 3. And that is because that is one of the titles of your one of your nonfiction books, right? The Darkness Rises.
Yeah, I have two of those out, and then so those are both nonfiction, and I have some other novels that are a mix of paranormal and science fiction. Like you said, The Red Lake Entity and then From Unknown. Yeah, those are the two paranormal ones that are fiction. So, but yeah, I was originally going to name my podcast The Darkness Rises until I found, as I said before, just how many podcasts already have the word darkness in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's when I said, okay, well, I think it'll just be easier just to go with my name and put that in there.
It's so. Sticks out a little better anyway, and it makes the most sense because then it's cohesive if you start any groups or, you know, your Discord room can be named that. So it works out well. Well, no, thanks for hopping on, James. I really appreciate it. I going out of town tomorrow, and I thought, you know what, it'd be good to get one more in the bag here, and I was really happy that you reached back out to me again, so thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Well, yeah, so what else has been going on in your world? You said that there have been some other paranormal happenings, so, you know, kind of going off of the list I already gave you, what other things have been going on?
I've had a couple more things happen in this apartment here.
Yeah, and you know what?
Even just a couple days ago,
which is
kind of funny.
Really? Okay. Well, and if no one has heard any of the first three, I implore you to go back, of course, and listen to those. But let everybody know, you know, where you're living, what state you're in, what your situation is, as much as you want to.
Yeah, no problem. So I live in Michigan. I'm from Michigan, and I live in a small town. I believe it's north of Detroit. I'm not good with maps for obvious reasons. I'm legally blind, so maps are a bit tricky. But I've been in this apartment now, I found out recently, for about 15 years. And I had activity right from the start, pretty much. You mentioned the girl. That was a whole string of a lot of dreams and then a couple of one sighting and yeah, a couple other events. And so I've had activity here since I moved in here, but I still have little things happen here and there now. I've always heard random bumps and bangs in the apartment at different places that don't make any sense. Like, they're not near any pipes that I know of or the heater and like that. And so those have always been happening on and off. In fact, once in a while, they'll happen right during my during one of my streams. Never loud enough to really be recorded, I don't think, but they happen here and there. Had that happen a little while back. I'm actually sitting. I moved my furniture around, or my family did for me. The kitchen seems to be a place where random bumps will happen, and I don't know exactly why. And also my cat, Logan, she'll sit and stare into the kitchen sometimes. So she does that. She's also, it's amazing how headphones can block out sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's right by me right now. But whenever I listen back to my episodes, she hardly ever hear. So that's good. She just stopped by. So that's why I had to mention that. But, yeah, so I was just doing a stream one night, and, I there's like three or four bumps from one of my cabinets, and Logan was right by me, so I know it wasn't her. So
that was interesting. And James, when you say cabinets, you mean like if you were to get up and go to the source of the sound, you would want to open one of the cabinets, or is it actually like a door that you think is opening and shutting?
I don't know if it was the door opening and shutting, or if something was just like knocking on the cabinet doors, or maybe the drawers, you know, they're basically just thumbs, like soft bumps on the wood of those cabinets. And like someone was just taking their hand, their fist, and just gently bumping it into them.
Kind of just doing the old rap, rap, raparoo on there.
Yeah.
Remind me of the setup of your apartment. Like, are these completely separate units, or like when you open your door, is it like hallways and then there's other doors, you know, within that hallway that lead into other apartments?
Right. No, it's every apartment has its own door. There's no hallway. We are like, they're set up in a row next to each other, so they're all one building, but there's no hallway connecting any of them. So there's individual entrances to each one. So that also kind of means that we don't all see each other a lot either, you know, all the time, because right. We all have our own doors.
Right, because that's a perfect segue to my question. I'm sure I've asked this before, but I just wanted to have a nice setup before we kind of get into things for folks if they haven't heard any of your episodes. And that is, the other residents, have you ever spoken to them and they've had any activity in their apartments?
Yeah, not that I've heard of. I think we touched on this before, too. It's kind of hard to bring it up unless it comes up, you know, in a conversation.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Especially since I don't talk to these people a lot anyway. Just here and there in passing, you know. So, yeah, and nothing has ever come up. I'd love to look into it more, but also I feel like I'd almost have to be moving out of here before I did that.
Right. You know? Right. Nobody wants that label, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
James,
I wouldn't want the word to get back to the people that own the place and have them, you know, start thinking inaccurate things, you know, that
right.
Get me kicked out or whatever.
Yeah, you're sacrificing animals and practicing witchcraft in there or something, right? It yes. always goes like to the 0 to 100. Well, not always, but I think that that's what some people see us as doing, to be honest with
yes.
you.
We are evil, evil
yes.
people.
We dabble yes. in the occult.
Yeah.
Now, so. Are the other residents, do they have, you know, are they legally blind at all, or any other type of, you know, disabilities going on? What is the situation with that whole place?
It's the section I'm in is for either senior citizens or people with disabilities. So it's a mix of
okay
of all those things.
Yeah, it is yeah. pretty cool when if you have a live stream going and you could actually capture some of that. Yeah, I remember the story about you seeing the phantom cat. I think it was in your front window or something, right? And you're like, oh,
yes.
Well, that's not Logan, because, yeah, no, I can see Logan over there. I know that's
yeah.
not Logan. That would be pretty amazing to capture something like that on a live stream.
It would be. I only do audio because I'm kind of my eyes are light sensitive now, so I don't really want to have a camera with lights on and stuff like that so much while I'm doing that now. But it would be amazing to do that, yeah.
You can just be like the mystery man and just have, like, you're on one of those shows where their face is darkened because they don't want their identity revealed. And then you can just have lights behind you, you know?
That's
like,
true.
Be like,
that's
this true. Is for... Yeah. For reasons that I cannot tell you, it's top secret, but I have to shield my face, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody even has to know. Well, yeah, what sorts of new things have you got going on there?
Well, funny, a couple nights ago, I was talking with some friends about this after the fact, but I was sitting here, I forgot what I was doing here at my computer. I think actually I was on my... either my computer or my Xbox. I still play games here and there. But so Logan likes to jump on top of this old hutch or cabinet and hang out there. It's like her high place in the apartment that she can get to. And so I had heard her jump on there, but then I went and used the bathroom and then came back, and I heard the sound that the closet doors make. I have metal closet doors. I heard that sound that they make when, like, Logan bumps into them or rubs against them. And I thought, well, maybe she jumped down while I was in the bathroom, you know. I didn't think a lot of it at the time. And then, of course, about half hour after that, I heard Logan shifting around up on that hutch. And I can hear when she jumps up or down when I'm right next to it, you know. Which is where I'm sitting, basically, right in front of it. So she was not on the ground when I heard that noise. She was still up in that hutch.
So then
I don't know if that was the ghost cat or what was going on.
Right. But. Or maybe the girl. Any indication of, you know, the young girl being around there, anything like that?
No, I feel like she left after she told her story, you know, those years ago when I first moved here. Mm-hmm. I feel like she left.
Yeah.
I feel like she just had to tell her story, and once that was done, she was, you know, she was okay to leave.
I wonder if you had, or if you didn't have Logan, if you just didn't have a cat, if you would be having any of the phantom cat activity that you've had over the years.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost wonder if I'd have more because I had that phantom cat stuff start happening before I got Logan.
Oh, that's right. You did. Yes, you did.
I don't know. And now what's really funny is now I'm wondering what's going to happen years and years from now when Logan passes herself. She's, that's going to be interesting to see if she, decides to hang around too.
She's like, oh, I see what you're doing there. I don't actually have to leave James at all. I can just hang out.
Yeah. End up having two ghost cats. That could be interesting and slightly annoying at times, I guess.
But. Yeah. Yeah, especially is it also that ghost cats are also pretty much nocturnal and drive you crazy at night as well? You know, like do ghost cats always also stay up at night?
I've had the earlier stuff with the ghost cat. It didn't always happen at night. And even the sightings happened, the one time the sightings happened in the daytime. So.
Right.
I don't know. Though it wouldn't bother me so much at night though, because I don't really sleep at night anymore usually. So that's kind of why I'm glad I was able to catch your email earlier today, because I went to sleep this morning and then I got up this afternoon. So
yeah, I thought about that the second I emailed you, because did I email you late last night or super early this morning? Anyway, but I thought about that because I remember you saying that you don't normally sleep a whole lot at night, and you're on there's a name for it and I forget, but there's a reason that you don't, you know, sleep
yeah,
as much at night.
Yeah, it's mainly so. my light sensitivity is, mm-hmm. is the thing now.
Yeah.
And just scheduling, because I do all my streams in the evening, you know. I have a friend that he has a show that I listen to every Monday through Thursday, and it's at night, and it's just, for me, it's just easier, you know.
And it's better to talk about creepy things at night. It's just, unfortunately, with my schedule, I do try to record earlier in the day. It's better for me and all my crazy birds. They're a little bit quieter around this time of day, so that's why I try to do it right around now. So it worked out awesome. Oh, yeah, so what else you got going on there, James?
I still just hear the knocks. Not a lot of other stuff happens here that I can really put my finger on, but that metal sound, that really surprised me, because those doors, you know, they're metal, and they kind of, they have like, they're metal closet doors, but they have like little, almost like blinds, how there are these slats that are tilted so that air can get in and out of it. So like they echo when you bump into them, you know. They make a pretty good amount of sound. So yeah, nothing else really around here. I can tell you that the laundry room where I had a couple of experiences, I think I talked about last time, that is still somewhat creepy. Not as bad as it was, but there's still some energy there.
So it's just something that you feel when you go in there?
Yeah. 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 So. But yeah, that's basically it as far as here goes. So I can we can move on to other things. I don't remember what I talked about all in other episodes, but I know I mentioned my grandma's house, but I don't know if I ever told everything about my grandma's house.
I don't know if you did either. I
know I covered the out of body stuff where I went there.
Yes.
Out of body, but I don't think I covered anything else about that place.
I don't think you did either. So go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is kind of it's kind of funny because it's not just my experiences or even mine and my cousins, but there's a few of us in the family that had experiences, and turns out it was all the same, basically the same thing that we saw. So when my cousin and I were kids, we used to go to our grandparents' house a lot, you know, even as growing up we did. And what's funny is the first time we saw anything at the house was not long after we started having experiences at his house. So this is the cousin where I had my first experience with the old woman in the back of the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And the ghost cat and all that fun stuff that totally freaked us out at the time, you know. But at my grandparents' house, it was different. We saw an older woman there again, but it wasn't the same one. She didn't give off the negative vibes that the other one did. We would see her. So the house is not a huge house. It has in the front, it has a living room, and then off to the right is a dining room. And then if you straight back from that is the kitchen. But there's also a little hallway, if you go all the way back in the living room, that connects to a little hallway that has a bedroom off to the left and a bathroom straight forward. If you were to go in through the front door and keep going straight, you'd hit the bathroom. And then in the part of the hallway that was hidden, there was a staircase leading up to the second floor. And my cousin and I were visiting there one time, and we happened to go past the staircase because we were kids. We liked hallways and stuff, you know, even though it was a small hallway. And we happened to look up the stairs, and there's a landing with two windows in front of this landing, a couple of landings actually. And there was a woman standing there in like a blue dress and a white apron. But we knew she was different based on just her general appearance. And then again, we didn't feel anything bad from her. So we actually kind of did almost like you see in movies where we did like a double take after we went by the first time. And she was just standing up there. And it was weird though, because she was like, it was like she was in between the window and the curtains of the window. So like she was somewhat transparent or translucent. So we knew it wasn't just a regular person. And we used to see her there, maybe not every time we went there, but for years we'd see her on and off there on that landing. And eventually, as we got older, I told my grandma about that. And she was basically said, well, that's interesting because I saw the same thing in front of the stove one time. She was standing in front of the stove, facing the stove. She wasn't doing anything, but my grandma thinks it was almost more of like a residual thing, as if maybe she was cooking there.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And did you guys have any idea who that may have been? Did your grandma say?
We did find out. After this, couple more sightings, I will.
All right.
Get to that good part. So it also turns out my dad saw the same woman twice, and he hardly ever sees anything. But he saw her twice. Once on that same landing where my cousin and I saw her, except when he saw her, she was sweeping the landing. And then he also saw her again near the stove. And then I saw her one more time, but it was different because it was at night. My cousin and I were staying overnight, and of course I was still awake, even after he had fallen asleep, because that's usually the way it goes with me. Being the nocturnal person I am, that I would become in the future, you know. And so I was in the living room, and I saw this light come from the hallway, and it was this woman again, but it was like she was made of this blue light. And she walked barefooted, or walked, I'm not sure, but right past me. I could have reached up and out with my arm and put my hand right through where she was at. That was how close she was. But she passed me. She turned out of the living room and went into the dining room. And she ended up stopping by the window. And she was just standing there looking outside, like she was waiting for something or someone. But what was interesting was where she was standing, there was a chair right there. So she was basically, she had moved through this chair and was in the same space as this chair. I ended up falling asleep after that, of course, because she was just still standing there and I didn't want to move. Again, I didn't feel that she was bad, but I was also just like, I don't know what's going to happen if I do try to, you know, talk to her. And at that point, I was too young. I was still a kid.
Right.
So it's not like now, if I would have seen that same thing now, I would have tried to communicate now, you know. Like I said, I'm trying to find my grandma that she had seen the same woman. So then my grandma told me this. There was one day she went to the neighbor's house to visit because they were friends. And the neighbor, it was a couple, and she was there to visit the wife. And the wife left the room they were in for a minute to do something or other. And my grandma was looking around. She saw a picture of that same woman that she had seen, and that my dad and my cousin and I later saw. It was that same woman in that dress and everything, in the apron.
Wow.
And the wife, the neighbor wife, came back into the room after and saw my grandma looking at that picture, said that, oh yeah, that's my husband's mom. That was her. And she was the original owner of the house that my grandparents bought.
Ah.
And of course, my grandma didn't know what to say. She didn't want to freak the neighbor out
right.
by saying, oh, yeah, we've seen her. Or I've seen her, you know. So,
It's like, she comes and it plays in a loop inside the home in various places. You know, that would probably freak most people right out. But she's in the same outfit. That is pretty cool.
Now, there is one more experience that was had years later by my older sister. My older sister had, and her family had the house for a couple of years after my grandparents had passed, before they had to move. And my sister had always heard all these stories about this woman. And we knew the last name. I won't say it because it's not really that important, you know, here. But my sister was also interested in all the, you know, all the ghost stuff, let's say. So, and she actually had an experience one night where she had just moved into the house, and there was still stuff that used to belong to my grandparents in the front porch that was slowly being moved out, you know, even as my sister and her family were moving in. She was sleeping on the floor in the living room because their furniture wasn't there yet. And she woke up to the sound of an alarm clock playing. She got up and looked for the sound. It was coming from the front porch and an old alarm clock that was not plugged in and had no batteries.
Oh, boy.
But then eventually it stopped. So she had that experience. But then also she decided one night after everybody had gone to bed to sit on the stairs and she had her phone, and she used the voice recording option on her phone. So she asked out loud, "Mrs. So-and-so, are you still here?" And she let it go for a few minutes, you know, and didn't say anything. And then stopped it, and played it back. And after her voice on the recording, you could hear a woman's voice say, basically, like, "I'm still here."
Mm.
So I'm not sure that everything that we all saw years ago was residual. It may have been a mix of residual and, you know, her actually being there.
Right. Yeah, if it can interact on EVP like that.
Yeah, so we kind of wonder if maybe my grandparents weren't there for a little while as well while my sister was living there. Because for a time, while they were there, during that time, my sister was also, my family is full of musicians, and she was part of a band where she sang. And so sometimes on the weekends, I would go and stay with the kids for a night, you know, for while they were gone. And then they would just take me back home right after. But sometimes after all the kids had gone to bed, and they were older kids, but, you know, so it wasn't that bad. But after they'd gone to bed, I'd be sitting in the dining room or in the living room just listening to podcasts or audiobooks or whatever. I would feel like there was someone moving around the house, just checking on things. There wasn't anything I saw. It was just like I could just sense someone just moving around. I felt like they knew I was there, and that was okay, and they were just checking on things. So, yeah, that's all the stuff for that house.
And James, just to be clear, because people might be wondering, because we've already brought up the fact that you are legally blind, but I wanted to make it clear that this has unfortunately been a progression for you, right, as far as you losing your eyesight. So back when you were talking about how you could see this woman and you could see, you know, she was pretty much standing or walking through a chair, what would be a chair sitting there, you could see much better back then, correct?
It was about the same. Just now I have more issues with eye strain and light sensitivity.
Okay.
So it's not exactly vision loss. It's just I have to keep a blindfold on my eyes a lot more.
Gotcha.
It's really a weird thing to describe. But yeah. So I can still see enough to see figures, you know, off in the distance a little ways. And I knew that the layout of the house, you know, by that point, pretty well, right, too, from going there. So I knew that there was, you know, my grandpa's chair that he always sat in was right there where that woman was standing. So, yeah.
Now, was your dad pretty skeptical? I mean, after he saw her, did you guys all talk about this kind of a thing? Or was he like, "Well, I don't know what I saw. It was weird, but I don't want to talk about it"?
Yeah, that was kind of the general feeling for years. I do have a funny story about that, though, where one thing happened a few years ago now, maybe even more, and it happened right in front of my dad and my stepmom and I at my stepmom and my dad's house. It's really funny because it happened right after I'd made my first small appearance on a podcast. So I wanted to play that podcast for them so they could hear it on my old laptop. I'd gone over to their house to stay the night and, you know, just to visit. So I had my laptop and I played an episode of this podcast, and just so they could hear what it was like. It was one of those where it'd be several phone calls in the same episode, you know, and then each one would go on for so long, and it'd be a different story for each phone call, like a call-in episode in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So then I played the one that I was on. Now, we were all sitting in this upstairs living room in this house. There was a fan and a light that were above us in the ceiling, and neither were on. But as soon as my voice started to come from that laptop, the light turned on. My dad and stepmom had not moved. I mean, I was right there with them. I would have heard. And they were even more shocked than I was, because it turns out that light had not worked since my stepmom had moved into that house.
Mm.
The fan worked, but the light never worked. So that did not make sense to them at all for it to turn on at that moment.
But again, was your dad just kind of like, whatever?
No, he was pretty surprised, because he knew about that light. It stayed on the whole time I was talking the whole time I was on this one show. And for a few minutes even after. And they couldn't explain it, because it was just this light never worked. And it was, this was maybe a couple of years after my grandma had passed, and we kind of felt like it was her visiting. Maybe even it might have been like a nod towards me saying, hey, you're supposed to be doing this. This is what you're going to do. Because eventually I did.
Yeah, considering the subject matter you were talking about, right? So
yeah,
it turned back off then after your portion on this podcast ended?
Yes. Yeah, it did.
That's weird.
And what's also funny about that light is after that, it worked just fine.
Oh, really? After years of not working?
Yes.
That's
so once it was turned on, somehow it was also fixed.
That's cool. I like that one.
Yeah. Yep.
Grandma's got the power, you know? She can fix anything.
Yeah, she didn't talk about it a lot, but she was always very aware. And apparently her father was the same way, very aware of, you know, basically the spirit world and all that. Like I said, not that they talked about it a lot, but as I got older and started getting more into it, we would talk about that kind of stuff. And now I wish I would have thought to record those conversations, but you know, this was even as an adult, this was still years before I thought about, you know, putting any of this stuff down and making projects out of it. So,
I mean, you know, maybe what you've already talked about, what other kinds of things did your grandma experience that she shared with you?
Well, I don't know a lot of the details anymore, but apparently her sister's house, her sister lived in another, one of her sisters lived in another bigger city in Michigan, had a lot of activity. And I just have bits and pieces of stories about that house. But yeah, so that's one of those, especially that the stories about that house, I wish I would have known to, you know, record them better. There were like full apparitions that would appear in the house of like a little boy or kids. There were like kids that would apparently, the neighbors would come over to the house and ask, the neighbor kids would come over to the house and ask if they could play with the kids upstairs when none of the kids that were actually there were upstairs.
Oh.
But they were seeing through the windows from the neighbor's house into the windows of my relative's house, my grandma's sister's house. They were apparently seeing kids playing in the top floor.
And was there any inkling as to why there would be phantom children in that house?
That's, I don't know. I don't remember ever hearing about anything for sure. It's so hard because it's just bits and pieces. I know that there would be times when my grandma and her sister would be there and they would hear the sound of a vehicle driving up moving up the driveway to get to the house, and they would think it was their husbands, and then they would go and look when no one came in and it wouldn't be anyone there.
And this house was in Michigan as well?
Yes. Different part of the state, but yeah. Yep. Also in Michigan. Yep. So there's even one story, and I don't know how this happened. It's probably the most extreme story I've ever heard, where the sister's vehicle one morning was just missing from the driveway. And she ended up getting a call from a neighbor somewhere else in the town saying that this neighbor had seen, or this friend had seen, the car driving down the road and pull up to the side of the road and just stop, but she couldn't see anyone in the vehicle.
Mm.
And so eventually, you know, the family got the car back, but no one knows, you know, who was driving it because they didn't see anyone in there.
It's like the real life Christine, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
It's really weird because I just have like I said, just sentences about things that happened here and there.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, they're still cool stories. You had known that you would be doing this now. You would have fully recorded every single conversation with your grandmother. Yeah. I mean, I think that we all really feel like that, you know, is that lost information. I mean, I have one of the worst memories, I think, probably on the planet. At least I feel like I do. So trying to remember things from that long ago is very, very difficult. So what about, unless there was there other things that you wanted to talk about with any of that?
I think I'm good for that house and everything. What were you going to say?
I was just wondering because, you know, you've been working on your show and I know that I've seen you like on Twitter and Facebook and kind of reaching out to folks. I mean, what sort of things have people shared with you or have you covered on your show that, you know, you were kind of excited about or creeped you out? Any stories like that?
So far I've only gotten a few stories from people, but it's amazing what you can find online as far as stories go too. Mm-hmm. And that's been a lot of fun looking into that. And it's funny how the same kinds of places pop up over and over again that I'm sure you'll recognize the list. I mean, hotels, hospitals, prisons, you know, schools, it's just amazing how common these things, how many stories there are about all these places. But yeah, I can't, getting back to the memory thing, I can't think of any right now that I could tell you, but I've enjoyed doing a mix of episodes where I just find random stories from online, but then also looking into topics. Just for instance, the last couple I did on topics, I did one on women in white sightings all around the world.
Mm.
And apparently it is all around, you know, different parts of the world. And they have different ideas of, you know, what they could be. There are more extreme ones where it turns out not to be human, you know. And then there are some where it is just a regular person. But also there's a connection between some of those and vanishing hitchhiker stories. Where a common, like it's not all of them, but many of them, the figures that vanish are women or girls in white clothes.
Did you watch it's a Netflix true crime, like mini docuseries. It's called Sophie, A Murder in West Cork. That's a good one. And they didn't really capitalize too much on the weird stuff, but they did bring it up. And even one of her family members just said how many different strange things lined up for her to end up in her, essentially what is a summer home by herself. And then she ended up being murdered. But okay, I'm looking for it here. Yeah, so this lady, Sophie, said that she had visited the ruins of Dunloe at Three Castles Head. And this is Ireland, of course. And she said she saw a woman in white. And the legend goes that if you see this woman in white at, Three Castles Head, that you are not to essentially be alone that night, that when you see her, you are then going to die, which is very strange because she actually did. But this sighting did scare her, but she wasn't a local, so she didn't mention it, I guess, to someone that would have known about this legend. So they just let her go home, and unfortunately, if she had talked to someone that knew the legend, they would have been like, well, don't be alone because, you know, legend says, you know, you're going to die. Anyway, who knows what would have happened. But that is one of the very strange incidents tied to her murder, is she saw this ghostly woman in white. And that is a very popular legend in that area. So you bring that up. And those are plentiful all over the world, the woman in white.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So it was, those were two fun ones to do. I did them right after one right after the other. So, but yeah, I covered those. I did an episode about mirrors, like just the way older mirrors can supposedly be portals for different things. And that was really interesting because I had a little experience with that in my, it used to be my stepmom in her house when my dad was with her years ago. The guest room that I would stay in was also kind of used as a storage room. And at the time, I didn't know anything about paranormal stuff, but in this room, there were two mirrors that were set across from each other, basically facing each other. And I always got a weird feeling when I walked through that intersection of those mirrors. So I think there's something to it. I don't think that all your, like the more modern mirrors are necessarily going to have weird stuff happen all the time, but I think that it's definitely possible.
Yeah, that's like the idea of having the psychomantium that you set up, right? Yeah. Like the small little room with the mirror and you just kind of stare into it. And I don't know if I would be brave enough to try such a thing. I think I would just creep myself out.
Yeah. No, I remember I didn't like it as a kid or young teenager. I didn't like that feeling.
Yeah.
I never looked at those mirrors much.
If there was anywhere in the whole world that you could go to investigate, where do you think that would be?
I really want to someday get over to Waverly Hills Sanitarium. That's one of the top ones. Yeah, I think that would definitely be either number one or very close to that on my list.
Yeah, anything I've heard about Waverly Hills is that a lot of people go in very skeptical and then they end up having essentially a paranormal confirmation experience there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I would have no, and it's funny because whenever I say that, sometimes people are like, well, yeah, but it's so dark in there. And I'm like, okay. And I like darkness. It doesn't bother me at all. It's easier in my eyes. Yeah. I have no problem with darkness.
Yeah, you prefer that.
Long as I have my white cane where I can be, you know, finding all the steps and bumps and all that stuff, I don't care about darkness. That's no problem for me. So, yeah. No, I'd love to go there someday.
Well, and probably for you, your other senses must be heightened. I mean, right? Isn't that part of the natural order of things? If you lose part of one sense, the others tend to step up a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, and it's mainly my hearing because I also have no sense of smell. For some reason, and limited senses of touch and taste. So, yeah, my hearing is definitely way up there.
No, I'm not going to, you don't have to answer any of these questions. I'm not trying to get too personal, but where did all of that other stuff come from? I hadn't heard about this. I knew about your legal blindness, but is that all tied into the same something?
Yeah, I think it's, no one knows for sure, but I think it has to do with the nerve damage. I think I have nerve damage throughout my body in different places. Because the nerve damage is also what caused my low vision to start with when I was born. So, yeah, I don't know for sure about the no smell thing, but everything else makes sense for it to be, you know, just nerves that didn't grow all the way or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, my ears are really... I mean, I can tell you, like, if I'm in a hallway or a large room, I can hear the difference just in the way, you know, everything sounds and the air going by and just all that.
You probably have, like, superhuman hearing, you know?
Yeah, I always kind of like to joke that I'm like the real-life version of Daredevil from the comics.
yeah, exactly.
And that, like, I'm like the opposite in terms of being in shape, but like, yeah, I know what it's like to have really sensitive ears. So yeah. Yeah.
Hey, don't worry. A lot of us are in that boat where we're the opposite of being considered in shape. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially after COVID hit, I think everybody just went, okay, well,
yeah,
we're going to eat and be bored or eat and record more shows and eat and do, you know, watch Netflix or whatever it might be. So don't even worry about it, James.
Yeah. But, It's really odd to me now I think about it that I started my show on Halloween of the year just before all that stuff really started getting bad.
Yep. You sure did.
So,
I mean, it was a good time to do it because then, you know, I know that a lot of my friends that are podcasters, they were able to record a whole bunch of shows and.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You know, I really didn't get the chance to do that. You know, my normal job here actually kind of exploded in a way when COVID hit. But so I got busier there. But I know a lot of folks that were like, oh, man, jackpot. Like, I don't have anything to do all day but sit and record. And that's a wonderful thing for a podcaster to be stuck at home, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. No, it was fun. I know I never had to worry about not having enough podcasts to listen to at that point. Because back then I was still only recording like once a month because that was before I started doing my streams, which I don't have edited. But back then I was trying to make sure had everything edited for each record or, you know, each podcast, which meant I was only doing one a month at that point just because of finances and just, you know, time and all that stuff. But so at the time I had lots of time to listen to podcasts.
I think the once a month thing is very smart. You know, once a month or once every 2 weeks, you know, start out there. And because once you go weekly, it's a whole nother, that's a whole nother ball game. You know, people don't realize the amount of work that goes into, I mean, even a biweekly show, it's a whole lot of work, basically, podcasting. It's so much more than just hopping on and having a conversation. The conversation, that's the fun, easy part. Yes. Like it's all the other stuff before the talk and after the talk. Like people have no clue. They're like, oh yeah, I'm just going to have a 2 hour long talk and that's the pod. No, that's the easy part. Ew.
Yeah. Even if you're not editing. Cause like I said, I don't edit my streams now because I started learning that when a lot of times when people just do streams, they don't edit cause it's a live recording of a live event. So they don't, you know, they don't feel like they have to have everything edited all the time. And that really saved me because I can't afford to do that, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I stream at least, I always try to stream 3 times a week now. And that's research for all those. When I don't do like, I only do 1 or 2 topic based episodes a week because it's just too much research to do for those.
Right.
I mean, that's why I alternate between those and then the just finding random stories online. Because with that, I don't have to research beforehand. You know, I can just find the stories as I go live that way. And that way I'm surprised along with the listeners, you know, which is what I like about that. But yeah, even just doing a stream every other day, you know, like I'm doing now Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's even on the days where I'm not streaming, I'm thinking about the next day.
Yep. Yeah, it's a nonstop process. And if you don't have that mindset, it just, you won't be able to keep up or it won't last. And what's good is you, obviously you have personal experiences, which help keep the fire lit for these kinds of things. But if you don't love it, there's no way. There's no way that anyone would keep doing it because it's so much work. So if you don't love it, it's not, don't take it up.
Yeah. And but the only downside about doing 3 times a week is when I can't. It bugs me so much when I miss an episode or two. Last week I missed 2 in a row and I was so mad.
That's going to happen though. So you can't really beat yourself up too much. You know, things come up, life happens. So yeah, don't even stress about that.
Well, the first one was a technical issue that was easy to fix once I realized what happened. Turns out my microphone jack was not, it came loose from the PC. So I was talking away and reading, you know, it was a topic-based episode. And then about 15, 20 minutes in, people started saying, we don't hear you. And it's like, okay.
That was a long time to go without knowing.
Yeah, I guess they didn't
realize.
Right away or, you know, I don't know.
Oh.
But so, and then, of course, at that point, like, I couldn't just do it over again that right away because I'd already been reading. You know, my eyes get worn out easily. I'd already been reading for, like, 20 minutes. And so I couldn't do another 30 or 40 minutes straight.
Like next time, guys, let me know right away, please.
And then Friday, that same week, I every once in a while I get dizzy and it just knocks me flat for an evening, or, you know, and that happened like an hour before I was supposed to stream on Friday. So I was like, dang it. But like you said, what are you going to do? You know, and now I know to check on that microphone jack every time before I start. So
yeah, it's always something. I mean, Skype isn't working, or I've had it where right before I'm going to go to record, my internet goes down, and you have to have internet. Like, you can't, that's how we record. People are like, oh, are you going to call me from your cell phone? I'm like, no, that's not how this works. You know, you have to have the internet going and the full scale battle accoutrements so that you can execute a proper show. So James, thanks again for coming on. I mean, hey, Darkness Rises Part 4, it's great, I love it. Let everyone know again where to find you, you know, all your socials, of course, your podcast, and then how to get in touch with you.
So the podcast, it is available on almost all the major platforms, but to find all that information, and as well as social media links and all of that, and then ways to donate, you can just go to salcidoparanormal.podbean.com, and that's SalSido. If you have any stories you'd like to share, because I'm always looking for those, and it can be your own or, as I did tonight, you know, family members or whatever, you know, names are not important. So even if you don't want to include names, that's fine. You know, that's not the main thing to me. It's more about sharing the stories. But you can send them to my email, which is salcidoparanormal@gmail.com. And that, again, that's SalSido.
Awesome. And are you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything like that?
Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. Yep. And then Discord. You can either email me, or I'm not sure if the Discord link on my podcast page still works. I've heard they expire after a while. But you can always email me. And then I always, on my social media, I always post the Discord link as well when I'm going to start a stream. So it's not hard to find. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think those Discord links last like 7 days or something. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Supposedly, you can make them last for, like, it has a never expire option. Oh. But then I've had friends that have the option, and then it still expires. Oh. So I don't know.
A little glitch within the Discord world right there.
Yeah.
Well, James, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm sure you'll be back on for part 5 at some point.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so-and-so. I was given this name by my parents. I've been to such and such a college. I've done these things in my profession. I produce a little bark. Buddha says, forget it. That's not true. That's some story. That's all gone. That's all past. I want to see the real you you are now. Well, nobody knows who that is. Because we don't know ourselves except through listening to our echoes. Consulting our memories. And then there's a real evil, and that again leads us back to this question. Who are you? That is the real you. We shall see how they play with this exam. By the koans, to get you to come out of your shell and find out who you really are. quite divided on us. They will say, no, we don't believe literally in reincarnation. That after your funeral, you know, you will suddenly become somebody different, living somewhere else. They will say, reincarnation means this, that if you sitting here now are really convinced that you're the same person who walked in at the door half an hour ago, you'll be reincarnated. If you are liberated, you will understand that you're not. The past doesn't exist. The future doesn't exist. There is only the present. That's the only real you that there is. The Zen master Dogen put it in this way. He said, spring does not become the summer. First there is summer, and then there is spring.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.